Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
If I didn't know any better, I'd think this was some kind of soap opera. Ever since Monday, I've been here at Santa Claus's post office, doing my job, reading all the nice letters, and all the time I've been bugged by some sort of mysterious, invisible elf. Now, yesterday, he sort of said he'd come out if I said please.
Say pretty please.
Oh, there it goes again. Okay, pretty please.
All right, Mr. Postmaster. Today's the day. At last, you are going to meet...
Who?
Sparky, the Wonder Elf!
What's all this? Fanfares? Applause? Sparky, the Wonder Elf?
In person?
I don't know if I can take all this. Miss Message, where are you when I need you?
I am Miss Message's replacement.
Go on. Replacement? She's irreplaceable.
Oh, yeah? Does she have an orchestra?
No, she doesn't have an orchestra.
Can she make herself invisible?
No, Sparky. She never could do those things. Now, come over here and let me have a good look at you. Ah, truly an elf. With the little turned-up shoes?
Yeah. Well, that's because they're too long.
And the little pointed hat?
I'm not going to comment, but it fits.
Well, Sparky, it's nice to meet you at last. Now, why don't you sit or perch or whatever you do over there on the other desk and let me read some of these letters. Here's one, Sparky, that comes from Graveen H. Krishna. And Graveen writes, I've been good over the past few years. The last time I saw you, you gave me a gift certificate. And here is the following list I want for Christmas. A tape recorder, one electric train set, one Beetle kit makeup, one Rubik's Cube. Gosh, we had a request for a Rubik's Cube last night. This is a Rubik's Cube puzzle. And one DynoMic wireless microphone. I hope you have a happy Christmas, your friend, Graveen H. Krishna. Well, Graveen wants some interesting toys there. Very nice things. Santa will have to look into all those. Sparky, you pay good attention here. You learn a few things about the toy request for the year. Here's a letter from Gregory Paul Davis. Dear Santa, my name is Gregory Paul Davis. I'm just 15 and a half months old. So my mama is writing this for me. I would like for you to bring me for Christmas a Jack in the Box, the See and Say the Farmer Says, and some clothes. Now, please don't forget my cousins, Bobby and David Penton, and I'll leave you some diet snacks for Christmas. Your friend, Gregory Paul Davis. P.S. I live in Orange, Virginia. Gregory, do you think Santa Claus really needs diet snacks for Christmas? He burns up a lot of calories on his night around the world. Well, here's a letter, nicely written, from Toshua Corbin. And Toshua's 3.5 years old. I suspect somebody wrote this letter for Toshua, but let's see what she wants. She says, Dear Santa, I've been a very good girl this year. This year for Christmas, I would like to have the doll Tippy Toes. I'd also like to have a cash register, an Etch-a-Sketch, a Barbie doll and her horse Dallas, and the game Chutes and Ladders. And you will find cookies and milk on the table. Merry Christmas. Love always, Toshua Corbin, who is 3.5 years old. I'm glad I finally met this character. An elf, what do you know? And a wonder elf at that.
Sparky, the Wonder Elf!
Look out. Oh, well, I tell you, this is going to take some adjustment. Now, let me see about the rest of these letters.
Boy.
All right. Oh, here's one from Chris White. And Sparky, could you keep the orchestra quiet here while we read these letters? Okay, Chris White writes, Chris is 4.5 years old, says, Dear Santa, I've been a very good boy this year, and I hope you will think so too. For Christmas this year, I'd like to have the games Baboon Ball and Gimme Five, and I'd also like to have Dynamite City, the upside-down turnaround roller coaster, and some Tonka trucks and tractors. I'll leave you some cake and milk, and I hope you will enjoy them. Please have a nice Christmas. Love, Chris White, age 4.5. Well, Chris, it's nice of you to think of Santa Claus, and he always enjoys the cake and milk and goodies that are left behind by the youngsters when he makes his travels around the world. Gosh, look at this one. This is from Elroy Thomas Milton of Route 3, Orange, Virginia. Elroy writes, and gosh, there's a Christmas card in here, too. Let's see. Let's look first at the letter. There's a nice Christmas tree here. I gather that Elroy is in the fourth grade, because that's what it says right on the Christmas tree he drew. Dear Santa Claus, thank you for the things you brought me last year. I've been fairly nice this year. Nice enough for you to bring me a Baja van, a big Ford tractor, a loader backhoe, a bulldozer, a trailblazer, and some clothes to keep me warm. Gosh, it sounds like Elroy is going into the road-building business. He goes on to say, I will leave something good on the table. Oh, don't forget my mother and father, and please, Santa Claus, don't forget my big brother, who has his 13th birthday on Christmas Day. Love, Santa Claus, from Elroy Thomas Milton. The nice Christmas tree drawn here says, Merry Christmas, fourth grade, and then... There's a card here, and the card has a little girl fixing up a snowman. It says, for a special friend, a specially friendly Christmas wish, Merry Christmas to you, to Santa Claus, and the reindeers, from Elroy Milton of Orange. What a lovely thought. Well, there, that's done for tonight. Oh, I almost forgot, Sparky. Santa Claus is coming to Orange.
He is?
Yeah.
When?
Well... He'll be arriving Saturday morning, that's tomorrow, in an old-fashioned horse and buggy. He'll come down Madison Road, through the park and shop, over to Mayfrey and Main Street, and then west on Main Street to Taylor Park. And when he gets there, he'll stop and talk with the children.
That sounds like fun.
Well, I think it will
be. I wonder if I can talk with him, too.
Well, I don't see why not, Sparky. You just be sure you're in Taylor Park, in Orange, tomorrow morning, a little after 10 o'clock. Now, Sparky, you can help me here.
How?
Well, just put these letters in this mailbag, and Sam, Santa's courier, oh, don't forget that one over there, comes around each evening to pick up the letters and take them on to Santa. Good work, Sparky.
Oh, Sparky, the wonder elf!
Keep it down, kid. Good night. We'll be back Monday. Say goodnight, Sparky.
Good night, Sparky.
Oh, boy.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox. Or, if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.